97.9 FM, WCHL, and chapelboro.com present Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Listen as Sharon Hill discusses trending topics in today's business world with entrepreneurs and leaders in the community and what they're doing to provide innovation and guidance for success. Find this and all episodes at WCHL's chapelboro.com. Now, Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Thank you for tuning in today. My guest is Judy Julian, a travel agent with Go For Less Now Travel. Judy, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
You are a joy, my dear. You are a travel agent. Tell us about Go For Less Travel.
Well, I started back in 2008 as a travel agent, and I did all kinds of travel when I first started out. From little trips, just for weekends for people. And now I have graduated to more complex trips, like, you know, trips to Europe, honeymoons, especially destination weddings, group cruises, multi-generational family trips are some of the areas that I concentrate now on, and I just absolutely love it. It's so much fun to help people plan their trips. And also, the thing I like best about it is when they get back and I can sit down and talk to them about their trips and what they did and what they saw and what they learned.
And it must be exciting for you to know you're making so many people so happy.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. It is a joy to watch people talk about, you know, the people they met, if they are especially going overseas or to another country, and to hear them talk about how warm and friendly they were to them, because people overseas and even in the Caribbean islands love Americans and they're so nice to people. I don't care what you hear. If you are nice to people in other countries and even try to speak the language, and even if you flub it up, they are so responsive to you and they will start talking English, even if you don't think they speak English.
That's amazing. Judy, you mentioned you started your business in 2008. What were you doing before 2008?
Well, before 2008, I was a social worker. I went to UNCCH School of Social Work.
Beautiful.
What a great school. Uh-huh. I worked for the state of North Carolina for the department then of juvenile justice. My specialty area was developing programming for at-risk girls and incarcerated girls.
Wow.
Which I really had a passion for, too. And I love that work as well, because if you could watch these girls turn their lives around, wow, what an accomplishment for them. It was wonderful. And we did, I worked some with UNCCH School of Social Work on developing programs for at-risk girls and incarcerated girls.
Judy, what took you from the job that you just described into being a travel agent?
Well, I retired several years ago from the state. And, you know, I knew I wanted to travel. And one of the big things I wanted to do was to trace my family's footsteps in other countries. And my family was from the Eastern Europe. European countries, Russia, Ukraine, Latvia, Lithuania. And so I knew I wanted to do that. So I thought, what a better way than to become a travel agent and not only travel myself, but also help other people maybe who, you know, want to even trace their footsteps or help families maybe, you know, find the best deal for a vacation package or help people get together and really bond as a family, as an organization, as friends through going on trips together. Because when you go on a trip with other people, you get to learn so much about them and you have so much fun with them. You have memories which you create that will last a lifetime with those people. And especially for our families, we want to create those kind of memories.
So as a travel agent, I'm hearing you say you've been to a lot of the places that you want to tell your customers about. You've actually lived, seen, smelled, touched, had the food. That gives you a lot of credibility, I imagine, in telling people about their itinerary.
Absolutely. I haven't been everywhere. I've still got a lot of places on my bucket list. You know, and the thing I do if I haven't been someplace is I will, you know, find a client that might have been to that place more recently than I have and sit down and maybe even have the two clients meet to talk about, you know, what they saw, what they did, maybe restaurant suggestions. In fact, I just had several honeymooners this year that were going to France. And the first honeymooners are back now, and I met with them, and they were so excited. They went all through France. They went to Paris and Provence and Nice and even went over to Monaco. And so they had a lot of things to talk about when we met for our follow-up. And I had another person who's getting ready to go to France this week, in fact, for their honeymoon. So I was able to give them some really great suggestions for museums and restaurants to go to.
Beautiful. Now, you've mentioned honeymooners. Who is your, as a business, who is your target audience, Judy? Who do you really go after? I assume you take everybody, but is there a sweet spot in terms of your clients?
Oh, absolutely. Most recently, I love working with people who are getting married. They are so excited and so much fun to work with. I work with brides and grooms. And today, did you know that 24% of couples are doing destination weddings.
24%.
Yeah. A lot of people. And I love working with the bride and groom, their family and friends to help them travel to another destination, to help them get set up, to coordinate, you know, all the their travel needs from, you know, flying maybe to another destination. In fact, several weeks ago, I got to attend one of my destination weddings.
Wow.
In Jamaica. It was fabulous. We had people from all over the United States and even all over the world. We had some people from the Philippines.
Beautiful.
That were there and London. So it was great because I had been talking to these people and arranging their travel, and I actually got to meet them and got to have just so much fun with them, got to see the wedding. It was awesome.
Sounds like fun. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, I want you to talk about it. I understand you also do second weddings, but we'll talk about that as well. Thank you. You're listening to WCHL 97.9. My guest today is Judy Julian, travel agent with Go For Less Now Travel. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
Thank you for staying with us. My guest today is Judy Julian, who is a travel agent with Go For Less Now Travel. Judy, before we took our break, you were describing destination weddings. I also understand that a new trend is people renewing their vows. What's that all about?
Okay. A lot of times when a couple has been married, say about 10 or more years or 20 or 30 years, they want to go back and renew their commitments to each other. So what they'll do is usually they'll call a travel agent and they'll ask about what is involved in renewing vows at, say, a resort. And there are several resorts now that are specializing in renewing vows. A lot of the all-inclusive resorts where you can even take your kids. And that is the beauty of renewing your vows. Your kids actually get to be at your wedding to see your commitment to each other. And these are not very expensive. You can do them for about $300 at some resorts. So, you know, if you would like to renew your vows, definitely get in touch with me. I will be able to walk you through the process and help you plan that second or renewing that marriage.
Sounds exciting. Now, you say get in touch with you. What is your contact information, Judy?
My contact information is Judy Julian. The telephone number is 919-412-8647. Again, 919-412-8647. The website is www.go4lessnowtravel.com.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Judy. I know you also love to do cruise travel for people. Two questions. Tell us, what is the fee and what you offer as far as cruises?
Okay. First of all, I think a lot of you younger people out there probably have never used a travel agent, didn't even know that travel agents existed, and are all concerned. I've had lots of honeymooners come to me and go, well, how much is it going to cost for you to help me with my honeymoon? And really, if you're doing a vacation package with air and a resort, I am paid by the resorts. So there is no fee for you. If I'm just doing airfare, there is a fee. But there's no fee for people who are doing vacation packages or honeymoons, whether it's your first or 50th honeymoon. So basically, you asked the question about cruising. Yes, I love helping people go on cruises, especially first-timers. Did you know that only probably about 23% of Americans have ever cruised? Yet the cruise ships go out full usually every time. And the reason is because once you start cruising, you just can't stop. It is so much fun, and I love showing people the way to cruising. Now, I know there have been a lot of things in the news lately about cruise ships breaking down in the middle of the ocean, etc. However, the cruise lines have so many regulations and so many rules. What this has done for the cruise industry is make them sit up and notice that maybe they need to do more maintenance on especially some of their older ships to make sure they're in good working order, and even their newer ships. And maybe they need to do a little more of the inspections on the ships. So, you know, they will be in good working order for when you get on. And these are so much fun. You have everything is included when you get on a cruise ship. Your entertainment, your food, your sports, like for swimming. There are like several swimming pools on most cruise ships. You have comedy clubs on ships now. You have a number of bars. You have all kinds of music, from chamber music to rock music. It is so much fun. You have your whole vacation right in a package on that cruise ship. Plus, you only unpack once because you go to many different ports. You get to see many different things. You can do lots of excursions. One of my favorite cruises was to Alaska. And that is a trip of a lifetime, guys. You need to see Alaska from a cruise ship. It is amazing. What an amazing state.
I've heard people say that a lot. It just takes your breath away, the glaciers or whatever. Judy, you mentioned that some people might not even know travel agents still existed. How do you respond to that?
I get asked all the time, like, travel agents? Well, we've got online. We can just do all of our travel online. Well, you know, probably for the last several years, people have, you know, gone to the internet and been confused. There is so much on the internet now, especially for travel, that people don't know which way to go. They spend hours and hours researching resorts, a lot of time that they may not have. And so, you know, I tell people, especially if you're doing a complicated trip like a destination wedding and you have a lot of people coming, you really want a travel agent. And you want a travel agent just in case something should happen on a trip. Instead of, you know, calling, you know, a faceless website, you have an actual person to call. So a lot of people are now turning back to travel agents for travel and to help them, because first of all, people are so busy today, they don't have the time to plan those wonderful trips, which they work so hard for.
That's true.
Those dream trips. So, you know, that's one of the big reasons for travel agents. And also, we can help protect you as well while you're on your trip. And you know, you've got somebody there for you if anything should happen.
Judy, for those who just tuned in, would you give us your contact information again, please?
Okay. It's Judy Julian. My telephone number is 919-412-8647. 24/7. The website is www.go4lessnowtravel.com.
Perfect. In the 30 seconds we have left for this segment, Judy, tell us what certifications you have to be a travel agent.
Well, you know, since I've been in the travel business, I have attained my accredited cruise counselor certification, which took about 2 years to finally attain because you have to do ship inspections, you have to take a number of hours in coursework, and also you have to book at least 25 cruises.
Beautiful. That means you know what you're doing.
Yes.
Thank you, Judy. Let's take a break. When we come back, let's hear more about Go For Less Now Travel. You're listening to WCHL 97.9. My guest today is Judy Julian, who is a travel agent with Go For Less Now Travel. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM. WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
Thank you for staying with us. My guest today is Judy Julian, who is a travel agent with Go For Less Now Travel. Judy, tell us how you market your business.
Well, one of the ways to market, especially a one-person business, is, of course, to really make relationships with others. And one of the things I love to do is network. I attend probably maybe 3 to 4 networking meetings a week, including the Chapel Hill Leads Group, which I love. And then also, I do a lot of networking online as well with Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest. I love doing that. So those are some of the main ways I market. And, you know, just getting the word out whenever I talk to anybody, you know, I'll ask them if they like to travel.
Beautiful.
And one of the kinds of trips that I really love doing, and I'm doing more and more of lately, is multi-generational trips. That's when grandparents and kids and their kids go on trips. You may have 3 to 4 generations take like cruises or go to an all-inclusive resort. Just a time for them to be together and really, really have a good time, get to know each other better, because everybody is living at such a great distance from each other these days, and everybody is so busy that this is a really good downtime for them to create those kind of memories that they want to create.
Beautiful. Judy, how much lead time would a person have to plan a trip?
I really like, especially for brides and grooms, getting them maybe 9 months before. 6 months is still good, but if you're planning like a group trip, I definitely think 9 months to a year is not too far out. I mean, I can do them quickly if you like have a holiday trip you want to take at Christmas, but it's better to get it earlier, and sometimes you get better prices earlier too.
Is it true that on cruises sometimes, if you wait until the very last minute, you might be able to get a deal?
Sometimes it really, really depends. So, but you know, everybody, one thing to remember is have your passports ready. Be ready to go anytime. The other thing I want you to remember is look at getting travel insurance, especially if you're taking trips overseas. If you're taking a trip that's costing you a lot of money, please, please get travel insurance.
Those are amazing tips. I'm glad you brought that in, because a lot of folks just think they can just show up and just go.
Right.
And visas, when do you have to have a visa?
It depends on the country. I can research that for you if you'd like.
Okay, depends on the country. I like that. Judy, we have about 30 seconds left. One more time, why don't you give us your contact information?
It's Judy Julian at 919-412-8647, www.go4lessnowtravel.com.
Perfect, perfect. Thank you. Judy, it's clear you love what you do, and it sounds like people should be contacting you, because First of all, you've been to a lot of the countries, not all, but you've been there. That gives you the experience to tell folks what it's like. Thank you so much for coming in and speaking with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. You've been listening to WCHL 97.9. My guest today has been Judy Julian, who is a travel agent with Go For Less Now Travel. And that's the number 4, Go For Less Now Travel. Thank you so much for tuning in. That's our show for today.